I assume people have heard about the red heifer.
Mm-hmm.
Or for young kids. So this is the burning of the red heifer. It has to be done right opposite the temple, the entrance to the temple, the eastern side of the temple. Now, this wasn't like a regular service or something. The offering, it's not an offering of the red heifer. It's not a regular, it's not a sacrifice or something. But this one, it's a part of a process, actually. The process of purifying people. In order to come into the temple, people had to have the water of the, with the ashes of the red heifer sprinkled on them. Like we could see in that picture over there. You see here? Here? Right over here?
Oh, this one.
Yeah. There's a family. There's two priests with a basin of water, and there's the ashes of the red heifer inside it. They would sprinkle it on the family before they go into the temple. That was part of being purified in order to come into the temple. And in order to do that, you need the ashes of the red heifer. So there's a red heifer. Okay, and this is also, there were only about 8 red heifers throughout all the old history. You don't need a lot of red heifers. One is enough for many, many years, for hundreds of years even. You could the only thing is that you need the ashes of the red heifer, and then you mix it with pure water, and then you could use that water again, and with more water and more water and more water, just a bit of the red heifer's ashes are enough, and that's in order to purify people before they go into the temple. Okay, so this is just the burning of the red heifer, which was also, whoever saw the burning of the red heifer, it's like only once in a few hundred years.
Can I have one now?
Oh, that's the question. there was one a few years ago in America, actually, I think in Texas. Where's the picture? Red heifer, it didn't have any white hair, any black hair or something. I think they're still taking care of it. I don't really know exactly what, I don't keep up with the news. But there was a red heifer in America a few years ago, that's what I know. Okay, now for sure you can check on the internet. We have a wonderful website, all the information you want on the website, templeinstitute.org. Okay? Okay. All the group is here, yeah. Okay, so I'm done. If you have any questions, I'm going to